Dr. Olivera is dictating on Ladis Rivera. First name, L-A-D like in Delta, Y like in Yankee, S like in Sierra. Last name, Roger India Victor Echo Roger Alpha, R-I-V-E-R-A, Rivera. This is a clinical case of an 81-year-old white female that, excuse me, Hispanic female that is followed in this office because of the presence of chronic kidney disease that is stage 3 that has been followed, and she maintains a serum creatinine that is oscillating between 1.2 and 1.3 milligrams per deciliter. And she has an estimated GFR that is between 40 and 45 mLs per minute. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio that is around 1 gram to 1200 milligrams of protein per gram of creatinine, despite the fact that she has been taking Jardiance 25 milligrams every day. Period. We are always debating the use of non-steroidal and aldosterone inhibitor. However, with the tendency that she has to develop hyperkalemia and with the state of mind that is severe anxiety, thinking that something is wrong with any of the organs in the body, is very difficult and risky. For this patient to take the Kerendia. We continue the close observation in order to monitor the proteinuria and we might have to start the administration of Lokelma, L-O-K-E-L-M-A, at the same time with the administration of the Kerendia. Following number, type 2 diabetes that is out of control. The hemoglobin A1C that was reported on September the 3rd, 2024, was 9.2 and it was 8.4 in the past. When the patient is interviewed regarding the blood sugar, she says that she has been using watermelon and eating more fruit. She was encouraged to make a drastic change in order to get the sugar under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, proteinuria that has been described above. Following number, atherosclerotic heart disease that was recently evaluated by Dr. Raymond Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Stress test was ordered and it was negative. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, hyperlipidemia. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, the patient went to see the gastroenterologist, Dr. Ferretti, F-E-R-R-E-T-T-I, because of multiple abdominal complaints. The CT scan of the abdomen has been reported negative. Following number, the patient has peripheral neuropathy. Following number, osteoporosis. And following number, tendency to hyperkalemia. Since the patient is unstable, I am going to see her in 10 weeks with laboratory workup. I spent 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the imaging. In the face-to-face, 22 minutes, in the documentation, 7 minutes.